Welcome back, everyone. Today, I want to talk about a little PSA, I guess you'd call it, about how we need to do better for the children. But before we get into that, I want you to know that all of my books are now available on Kindle Unlimited. For $5 a month, you can read any of my books for free, along with millions of others that are all on Kindle Unlimited. Thinking about it as if it was Netflix, but for books. That's what Kindle Unlimited is. Also, if you're new here, you can follow me on Twitter at Jack Pierce Books. My direct messages are open, or DMs as they call it, are open to the public. So if you agree with this or disagree with it, or just want to shout out and say hey, it's there. So hopefully I'll see you over there. Now, I want to save you as much time as possible because I know time is valuable. And the time that I would be wasting making this an hour-long rant again would take away from the entire purpose of this little bonus episode. I want you, my dear listener, to go to your child, regardless of age, and ask them one simple question. How are things in school? And if they say fine, I want you to go deeper and ask them if they are being taught anything political. If they say yes, I want you to ask them what. What I'm kind of trying to get around to is I want you to ask your kids if they are being taught anything about white rage, or if they're reading anything like White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo, or DiAngelo, however you say that woman's name. If they're basically being taught anything that's woke. Because it has become a problem at this point that we have all of these school teachers that make 30 grand a year working for the government on our tax dollars, indoctrinating our children and telling them that they are bad people for being white, or that they need to go out there and join a cause like Black Lives Matter or Antifa or whatever organization is going to pop up in the future, where they try to force the students to go out there and join these organizations for extra credit, because that's what happened in Sacramento, and that teacher was just fired. And if you see that teacher, and you can see him if you go watch Project Veritas's coverage on him, it's incredible that they hired someone that looked like him and that openly had an Antifa flag, a pride flag, and a picture of Mao Zedong, the Chinese dictator who killed over 100 million people through communism, on his wall. And he bragged openly about brainwashing your kids. Those were his words. He was indoctrinating your children and giving them extra credit to go out there and dress up as Antifa and to attack people that he disagreed with. He was using your children as his personal army to commit crimes and to use them as his little army to go destroy people that he didn't like. It's bad enough when you have schools that are basically telling our adults that they are bad for being white. You need to stand up and apologize to all the black people in the room, you know, because of slavery or whatever. That's bad enough, but they're adults. We're talking about all of these students that come out and, excuse me, teachers that come out and will basically brag about bullying your children. This is bullying. When you ostracize someone and abuse them verbally, you make them an outcast. You tell them that they are bad because of XYZ reason. Because they're white, they're straight, they're male. That's bullying. Your teacher is bullying your child the same way that a bully their own age would. These people, and I know I'm an elitist, and I don't care at this point. These people make $30,000 a year, which is about $14 an hour in the city, where that is absolutely nothing. These people are basically welfare queens, really, if you think about it. They are paid this amount of money out of your tax dollars to abuse your children, to try and brainwash your children to being lemmings for their cause. Now, whether you agree with Antifa or BLM or whatever left-wing group, That's you, not your child. You should let your kid decide for himself what he wants to do with his life. I don't think it's a good idea to take high school kids out there into these protests where they will get beaten up, arrested, maced, and assaulted by other groups because you are mad about making 30 grand a year and you're using your power to abuse children and give them criminal records and make it where they will go to jail for assaulting someone or burning something or whatever they're doing, making them go crazy, making them turn against their own parents. You teachers are not God or their father or their mother or whatever. You're there to teach them worthless information that will never be used in the real world. That's your job. You are a babysitter that LARPs as an educator. I hate most teachers. Not all, because I'm sure that there are some wonderful ones out there. And I had a few teachers that I really did like back in high school and middle school. A few of them I really do respect and think they were wonderful people. But a lot of you are on a power trip and you're using your authority to oppress, abuse, and sometimes even assault minors. How dare you do that to our children? How dare you use your power to try and change my child, to brainwash them against me, to make them hate me for what I am, for what they are? I don't have children yet, and a big part of that is because I don't want them to grow up in this climate. I don't want to have to worry about this stuff in the future, and I shouldn't have to worry about this, and I wouldn't have worried about this back when I was in my 20s. I'm 32 now. I'm a full-blown adult. I have a full-time job. I'm a published author. I do this podcast. I have a lot going on, a lot of spinning plates, job-wise, not women-wise. And I still have to take care of my own health problems, to take care of my father. I do a lot of stuff. So what I ask you to do for me, please, you know, please, 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 sit down and have a simple conversation with your son or daughter and ask them if they are being treated well in school. Ask them the direct question, are they being taught anything about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the LGBT, just woke stuff in general? Because here's the thing, and I will probably get a little bit of flack for this. I think that fascism is wrong. I also think that police killing unarmed black men, or women too, is wrong. And I wasn't the biggest fan of Trump either. But here is the difference. Antifa are a terrorist organization. They fit the definition to a T. It is a group of people who commit violence to further a political goal. Black Lives Matter is also a terrorist organization because, by definition, they commit violence to get a political goal. You can support the idea, the on-paper idea, of Antifa or BLM, where they say that they're for just removing fascism or not killing innocent black people in the street. You can support the idea, the message, the overall message that they put out there, but at the same time realize that these groups are not even supporting those messages. The groups that really claim to support and try to solve the issues of certain communities are honestly a lot more harmful to said communities than they are helpful. If you think about it, when you have these militant people, these militant LGBT members or BLM or Antifa or whatever, you have these militant, belligerent ones that go out there and scream and holler and beat people and, you know, burn down businesses and all of that. They are making all of you innocent people look bad. The woke are making the honest to God, just people that are gay or trans or bisexual or whatever, look bad. They're going out there. They are your representatives. And I know you don't like hearing that they represent you. When you look out at the world and people think about the LGBT or Black Lives Matter or Antifa, they represent certain groups. The LGBT is for everyone that's not straight. The Black Lives Matter is for black people. You have Antifa, which is basically a bunch of white kids going out there beating up people and burning stuff down. Those three groups, and I'm not going to say the entire LGBT. I don't know what their radical version is. Let's just say the woke, because I know most of the people that are just gay or trans or whatever want to be left alone. And the same thing goes for black people, and the same thing goes for middle class white people. I think everyone wants to be left alone at the end of the day, but I don't want to make this some long epic like I did that other one that was 45 minutes. They are doing more harm than good to your communities, to your image, to your people. Because what happens when the news cycle is nothing but, and don't ban me for this please, black people going out there looting, burning, murdering people in the streets for Black Lives Matter? I know that it's not all black people. You know it's not all black people. But it doesn't give black people a good image in the public. Because that's going to make people feel like, look how dangerous these people are. Maybe they weren't normal people like us after all. They'll start thinking that. It will enable and make racism explode. I mean, how would you feel about black people if they came and burned down your business or your home? Would you like them and support them ever again? Or would that negative experience make you think less of them as a whole? BLM is hurting black people. Antifa is hurting white people. And leftists just don't care. I don't know if they don't care or what it is that's wrong with these people, that they don't understand that violence does not make anyone better. When is the last time you heard some fire-breathing preacher that was telling everyone in the audience that they were going to hell, or, you know, that they were horrible people because they weren't exactly like him and perfect like him and all of that stuff? And you had some leftist see this. Some, let's just say Kenneth Copeland, I guess. He's not necessarily that bad, but he's one of them. They see Kenneth Copeland saying all this really negative stuff about people that aren't Christian or people that aren't Christian enough. Do you think that that person that's a leftist is going to automatically go, you know what, I'm not a good enough Christian, I'm going to go become one now? No. They get turned off to Christianity entirely, and they run away, and they do something completely different, like become an atheist or something. I don't know. When you give a group of people or a particular cause a bad image, it makes the whole look bad in and out of the group. I'm going to wrap this up in a bow because I don't want to be here for 45 minutes and having to edit all this down. Talk to your kids, please. I only ask you to do two things for me, and both are free. One is to share this episode with a friend on your social media, your Facebook, your Twitter, whatever. Share the message. It's 100% free to do so. But the second thing I'm going to ask you to do, which is also free, is I want you to talk to your kids and make sure they're okay. Make sure that they are not being abused by the faculty, the other students, the teachers. I want you to make sure that they are not being force-fed this sort of stuff, or that they're not being encouraged to go out there and break the law like they did in Sacramento. And thank God that all these parents are actually standing up for their children and going to these board meetings. I want you to go to the school board meeting. If you hear about this, I want you to go to that school board meeting and tell that superintendent that this is not okay. You don't support this. You're not going to let your kids be brainwashed and turned into criminals by people that they've decided to not vet for whatever reason. People talk about getting a camera in the classroom. I think that that's not a bad idea, honestly, because what are they trying to hide otherwise? If you think about it, why would the teachers not want the parents and faculty to know what they're teaching? And it's gotten to that point where I would support such surveillance, when in the past I would hate that idea. These people work for us. They work for you. They work for the children. Their job is to teach your children nonsensical garbage that they will never use again. But we have public schools and they're not going to go away, I don't think. We have to bite the pillow and deal with that. Talk to your children. Make sure that they're not being indoctrinated. And if they are, I want you to go to those board meetings peacefully, not violent, not throwing things, not threatening anybody, not breaking the law. And I want you to go to this board meeting, and I want you to tell them this is not okay, and you're not going to support this, and if they don't change or fix the situation, you will pull your kid out, and they will not be participating anymore. We need an alternative to public school. That's not even private school, because they're probably just as bad. We need an alternative where you can opt out of it and get a proper education still through something online, I guess. Because I don't believe in homeschooling either, because that just leaves it on the parents. And you know how lazy parents can be. I'm not saying all, of course, but I'm sure you know plenty of lazy parents that when they hear homeschooling, the kid probably doesn't even know how to read when he's 18, because that happened here. And gave me a bad taste in my mouth for that, but I don't want to waste any more of your time. Please talk to your children. And if they are being abused, assaulted, or trying to get brainwashed, please talk to them. Go to the school meeting and put a stop to it. Raise your voice and say, no, I will not comply with this anymore. Those teachers work for you. You don't work for them. They don't have power over you. You are the one that pays their salary. The same with the cops, the same with the judges. Here's the thing though, the cops and judges can use their power to lock you up, which that's just how society is. But guess what the teachers can do? Nothing. They can't do anything to stop you from telling them to stop this abuse on our children. That's all I'm going to say for this. I hope you enjoy the episode tonight. It's going to be a good one. Make sure you follow, like, share, whatever you call it on here. Let people know that this show exists. It really would help me a lot if you did. And check out the books on Amazon if you have Kindle Unlimited or just period. You can find all of that at jackpierceproject.com/shop, as always. Or you can just go to Amazon, look up Jack Pierce under a morning star. You'll find it. You can find it if you look for me hard enough. I trust you. I hope that you hear this message and that you will take action, because I don't want any child to be abused by the faculty like I was. I don't want that to happen, and it is probably my biggest pain point is when children are being abused and neglected, ostracized, bullied by anyone, because I dealt with that. And I have the psychological scars and damage from it. Obviously, you can hear it in my voice that I do. And I don't want innocent children to be harmed by people on a power trip. That's all. Thanks for listening. I hope you're all going to have a wonderful weekend and listen to the full episode tonight. It will be a great one. And I'm not sure which Are You Afraid of the Dark episode I review, because I'm kind of ahead, but it's there. So just I tell you as much as I can. Thank you for listening. I will see you tonight or whatever night you're listening to this. I will see you on the next episode. Take care of yourself. Take care of the children. God bless everybody. I will see you in a moment. Good night.